You're listening to Unchained, a podcast that explores the meaning of freedom, the chains that hold us back, and how to break them to find freedom in life and business. I'm your host, Philip Ride, and I've been an entrepreneur and freelancer since the age of 16. I'm also an author, international speaker, and coach. On this podcast, I'm answering your burning questions, getting insights from people who have found their freedom, and taking you behind the scenes of coaching sessions. Luck, fate, synchronicity, whatever you want to call it, today I want to, explore how we can put ourselves in a better position or success. And there was a podcast that I listened to recently, and they were talking about strengths and how a lot of the time we're encouraged to focus on our weaknesses. And as much as I hate to say it, we all have weaknesses. Yes, I admit, absolutely, I have weaknesses. But we also all have strengths. Now, the education system often wants us to focus on our weaknesses, to improve them so that we're all the same, we're fully rounded individuals, we have a base level of knowledge and understanding and skills. But sometimes the way to get ahead is to focus on our strengths. And that's what part of the conversation for this podcast that I listened to, it was about our strengths. And one of the comments that was made was about synchronicity, which is an interesting one for me because it's not something that I often think about. I think about opportunity and how there will be opportunities presented to us. It may be, you know, things that we've done. We've reached out to people, or we've been at an event and, you know, we've had conversations and there's an opportunity, or we may have had somebody reach out to us, or, you know, a referral or a connection, and there's things that start to happen, conversations, those opportunities present themselves. We may have seen something in the news and we're like, oh, maybe that's something for me to focus on. Maybe there's an opportunity for me in the personal life or as part of business. So I often come at the world from the perspective of opportunities. How do we create those opportunities and what does it mean? But if I reframe that and think about strengths, if we focus on our strengths, we put ourselves in a much better position to create those opportunities. And there's a couple of reasons for that. And this is where, you know, I lean on the comments made in this podcast episode that I listened to, because they mentioned synchronicity, which is things seeming to happen in sync with you and the world around you. And, you know, some people, they call that luck. Some people call it fate. Whatever you want to call it, it is about, that's something new that I wasn't expecting, but, you know, it's come into my sphere. Maybe there's an opportunity, something for me to pursue. But focusing on our strengths, that's the key thought for me today, and I wanted to share in this episode, because it's like, if we can focus on our strengths, and we know we have them, and if we define strength as something that we enjoy doing and we find quite easy, and it may be that we develop strengths over time, and what was a strength now was not years ago, because we develop as individuals, we gain new skills, we gain new experiences, we gain new connections. But strengths are the things that we enjoy spending our time on and we find quite easy in comparison to other people. And if we have those strengths, why do we not double down on them? Why do we not focus on them? Because if it's something that we are quite good at, we find relatively easy in comparison to other people, surely that has value. There's something there that we can offer to the world, we can support others with. And that's where my line of thinking is starting to go. It's also a realization that I've had recently. A number of people have come to me and gone, Phil, you've got so much experience in tech. Why are you not using that to help people? Yes, you're focusing on the coaching, and you've got the book, and you've got the course, and the video stuff, and all of the content that you're doing. Great, that's one way to help people, but you've also got experience with tech. Why are you also not using that to help people? So for me, I guess, that is a strength. And so I've been sitting and thinking about that and weighing it up and trying to understand, okay, what could I do to help people in the world of tech? How could I make their lives easier? And so I've got to that point of, okay, maybe it's sales funnels, it's automations, it's, you know, some of the stuff that I've done over the years. Maybe that's what I can position as a strength and use to support other people. Now, if we have a strength and we focus on it, what does that actually enable us to do? Well, I mentioned it there, help people, yes. But if we have a strength and we talk about it and let people know and people can see it in the work that we do, there's a couple of things that can happen. They know who to turn to when they need support in a particular area. We feel more comfortable going and talking to people about what it is that we do, because if we're talking about our strengths, the things that we feel comfortable with, the things we enjoy spending our time on, things that we find are maybe a little easier in comparison to others, we're probably going to be quite open about that because we find it so easy. It's something that is almost natural to us. So if we can focus on our strengths, position those and present them to the world, it puts us in a much better position. Puts us in a better position to help people, puts us in a better position to receive incoming inquiries and referrals and introductions and all those sorts of things. It puts us in a better position to potentially earn more because we've got something that may be of value to others, not necessarily to everyone in the world, but there'll still be a portion of people who'll be like, you know what? This is not something that is my strength. I can clearly see it in you. Can you help me with this? And so there's that potential to earn more, which again, in my world means there's going to be new opportunities. If people know what it is that we do and what our strength is, they can see that, they can see the value that we can add. They come to us, they're more open to a conversation, that can lead to opportunities. Now you may say, sometimes that's just luck. A referral that comes from nowhere. Some of the projects that I have had come across my desk or referrals in, you may say, oh, that's luck. One of the projects that I'm having conversations about as I record this is based on knowing someone and playing rugby with them 6 years ago. But they knew what my strengths were. They knew what I was good at, the experience that I had. So 6 years ago wasn't the right time. They weren't working in the right space. They didn't have the projects. I might not have been in the right space at the time to support them. But now, you can call it synchronicity. You can call it fate. But you can also look at it as they knew my strengths. They knew the experience that I had, the value that I could bring. And because I'd focused on those things, I'd got to a level where my knowledge and experience can support them and add value to what it is that they're doing. And so that's one of the things that I want to encourage you to think about is, what are your strengths? What are the things that you enjoy doing that you may find easier in comparison to other people? And how can you use those strengths? How can you leverage them? You know, in my book, I talk about breaking free of the 9-to-5, building a business centered around leverage. How can we build that leverage? How can we use the skills that we have to create tools or resources or services to support others? We can build that leverage. Using a strength is leverage. And strengths are things that can continually be developed, especially if we have a growth mindset. And that's also something that I touched on in my book, Professor Caroline Dweck. You know, I reference her work and she talks about fixed mindset, growth mindset. Growth mindset is that thinking that we can always develop. We can always improve something. Fixed mindset is, I was born with it. This is the way it is. I can't change it. I'm just stuck with it. So there's two different sides there. If we think that strengths are our power, things that we can use to help other people, the things that we can do or use to earn money, we can also continue to improve them. There'll be new things that we can learn about that skill or that ability, the way that we do things. Maybe it's a process. Maybe it's a new piece of software to help us improve the way that we do things, make things quicker or easier. AI has come up. Okay, if we can get to grips with that, maybe what is our strength enables, you know, we can use AI to do that thing more quickly, more efficiently. present it in a different way to support people. But that, it's that mindset really to say, I have a strength. Maybe one, maybe two, maybe 10, doesn't matter. It's about understanding that realistically we all have strengths. My sister, phenomenal artist, but she focuses on a specific type of art. Pointillism, as we refer to it, is just individual dots. She creates pieces of art, you know, animals, elephants, lions, tigers, eagles, you know, horses, all sorts of things, but it's individual. So it's not drawing lines, it's individual little dots create the whole piece of art. That's a strength for her. That's something that she enjoys doing. She's good at it. And so she is now selling her prints and doing custom work, you know, bespoke commissions and things, because she's recognized her strength. And now she is focusing on that and making it available to other people. I'm trying to do the same. So what is it for you? What are the strengths that you have? How can you use those to benefit you in building the life that you want and use them to benefit others? How can they access the strength that you have? Maybe it's creating music. Maybe it's speaking on stage. Maybe it's understanding how to structure a course so that you can go and help people who want to create their own online courses. And you're like, you know what? This is a strength. I understand this. I understand the process. What needs to be where, how to get people involved and engaged as they're watching this content or taking this course. Whatever it is, you have a strength. It may just take a little bit of time to identify it and then become comfortable talking about it and presenting it. But if you can get to that point, you can use that strength to take you forward. The dreams and the goals, the visions that you have for your life, you can create them using your personal strength as a foundation. Make that thing available to others. Build a business around it, or at least a side project that, you know, you can generate some extra revenue from. Build that freedom life that you want. Do the freedom activities or have the trips, whatever it may be. But it's about making that shift to say, what is the strength that I have? How can I use that to help others? And as we do that, we increase the potential for new opportunities, for that synchronicity to happen. And that is what can take us forward. So that was, it's just my thought for today based on something that I'd listened to in a podcast, some of the conversations that I'd had about, you know, people encouraging me to use some of my strengths that I wasn't really sure about. But now, you know, from those conversations and a couple of other things that have happened, stuff that's come across my desk, I'm like, yeah, maybe this is something that I need to do to help others. I can use it as a way to build extra income, support others, build a foundation, and then see where it takes me. Again, there may be new opportunities that I haven't even thought about, but because I focus on that strength, I'm open to seeing where that path can go. And that realistically is what life is all about. We don't know the path to get to where we want to get to. Yeah, there will be twists and turns, but if we're open to using our strengths, focusing on those, being open to the potential for new opportunities, who knows what could happen? Your life in 1 year from now could be so different because you focus on your strength. So that's my thoughts today. Is, you know, it's a bit different in terms of an episode, but it's just something that I wanted to talk about today, because it's, I've been going through it in my own life. I've been thinking, you know, okay, what are those strengths? How can I help other people? Why have people been saying to me, Phil, this is what you should be thinking about? You know, you've got something here that is of value and you can help people. So take a moment, take half an hour, take a whole day. Think about the strengths that you have and how you can start using them to support your journey to the life that you want, the freedom that you want to live with.